To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Ben Crable. I attend St. Mary's Academy, and I am in the fourth grade. The thing I love most about my school is the Lego League Robotics Club. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Listen to AM 1160, The Quest.
And I will introduce our guests here in just a minute, but I don't know, I just maybe want to comment on that prayer.
On the lips of children and babes, you have found perfect praise. That is such joy, such joy.
That is awesome. And that's from St. Mary's Academy, which we'll talk a little bit more about here when we get into our hour. But let's go ahead and introduce our host, Father Michael Sillaway, who was what was your title? I guess you were like the moderator, I guess, or the... Peace and All Good, the Archbishop show.
Yeah, I don't know if I had an official title, but I was kind of like the co-host with the Archbishop for the show Peace and All Good. Yeah, my name is Father Michael Sillaway. Mm-hmm. I am blessed to be pastor of Christ Our King and Savior Catholic Church in Greensboro, Georgia. And about last summer, around this time last year, I was approached with an opportunity to begin a new radio show here at 1160 The Quest. And with the Archbishop. So it's been a great joy doing four episodes already and one more on the way.
And I'm assuming, Father, chances are, I mean, somebody calls and says, do you want to do a show with the Archbishop? How many answers can there be, really? I mean, there's one, right?
Yeah, if you get asked to do it, you should say yes. Yeah, you should. Yes. And I was very honored to be part of it.
Well, and the cool thing is about this particular hour, we have two guests in the studio. We've got Henry Lamb and Shane Provost, who were also, they were guests. They were interviewed by the Archbishop. And we're going to talk, we were talking about this. Well, first of all, good morning, Shane. How you
good
doing?
Good morning to you. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And Henry, good morning.
Morning, Dave. So happy to be here.
No, it's great having you. And we were just talking about this just while we were in that break. And I'll just say the same thing that, you know, when I got confirmed, I had met a bishop, but never, like, hung out with a bishop before.
Exactly, you know?
And I mean, that was like a surreal experience. And I don't want to take anything away from what we have planned to talk about here, Father.
Yeah, we were definitely going to get into that.
Yeah.
I thought what would be a great way to kick off our hour of the fall Best of the Quest Pledge Drive would be to dive into a behind the scenes of this brand new show with the Archbishop. Mm-hmm. And highlight some of the aspects of what the experience was like, especially for our guests. So behind the scenes of Peace and All Good with Archbishop Hartmeier is our theme. And we are joined today by Shane Provost and Henry Lamb. And why don't you quickly tell us just a minute about yourself and what parish you come from, and save the rest for later.
Sure. I'll go first. I'm Shane Provost. I'm at St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Kennesaw. Father of five very young children who don't like sleep very much. But so I'm there. I'm a software engineer, and I hit the computer until something happens. So that's my job.
Did you try turning it on and turning it off and turning it back on?
I've tried that before, and it's been promising.
Good.
So
good.
I'm Henry Lamb. I belong to Holy Vietnamese Martyr Catholic Church, St. John Newman, and St. Marguerite de Youville. I've got two kids and a beautiful wife, and it's a blessing to be here today.
Awesome. And as we get started, is there anybody that you wanted to particularly shout out to this morning over the radio? Because before I hope it's okay to say, we were actually recording those episodes with the Archbishop.
Yeah.
But now we are actually live in studio. We're so live. Anybody you want to say hi to over the radio?
I just want to say hello to Archbishop Hartmeier and to thank him for the interview that I had with him. It was truly a blessing.
Awesome.
I second that as well. And I'd especially like to give a shout out to my wife, Annie. I just love her to death, and she's been my biggest support in all things. And I always want to make sure she gets a shout out. And also, because I don't get a chance to say this too much, hi, Mom.
Exactly. That's who I want to shout out to. Is I know that my parents are listening, Lyndon and Cindy, and I'm just so grateful for them and all the experiences and the life and the love they've poured out for me. And, of course, to my beloved parish out there in Lake Oconee, Christ our King and Savior. Want you to know that you can call in at any time and make your pledge to The Quest, 1160 a.m. here at the radio. And what's that number for us, Dave?
It is 470-508-1160. So you can call that, 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com. Or if you have the app, and I don't know why you wouldn't have the app on your phone, but just tap that little donate button right there, and you can do it right from your phone.
Is the app free?
It is free.
Oh, my
gosh. Absolutely.
Wow.
Apple,
who
Samsung.
Who likes to pay for their apps?
Yeah, Android, whatever you got. We've got it for you.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, so it'd be a great honor and joy if you wanted to call in and make a pledge and a donation today during this hour. One final shout-out I wanted to give before we dive in earnest to our theme, as it were, is to two very special parishes in the Archdiocese of Atlanta today, Korean Martyrs in Doraville and St. Andrew Kim in Duluth. Today's their feast day, the feast day of St. Andrew Kim and the Korean martyrs. So we ask that the Lord rain down blessings upon them today as they celebrate the heroic lives and virtue of faith, those parishes and everybody who goes there. And I was very blessed to cover masses at both of those places back in the day. Tremendous communities of faith and love. And so may God bless you. Korean Martyrs in Doraville, St. Andrew Kim in Duluth. So, diving in earnest to behind the scenes with Peace and All Good with Archbishop Gregory, the three of us here and two other guests that we've been blessed to have so far were part of a brand new idea that sparked out of one of the priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta who wanted to give Archbishop Hartmeyer an opportunity to meet some of his people and to hear about the things that they do and topics that matter to them. So we kind of brainstormed this idea and put together this format of having the Archbishop interview people throughout the Archdiocese of Atlanta on different themes. So we had a great show to kick off with the theme of the Eucharist, and then we dove into Catholic education, and then we dove into ministry to the poor, and we dove into the theme of miscarriage, neonatal loss, and respect for life. We've got one more coming up, but I won't spoil it for you. Keep you baited on the hook there.
And that'll be in November.
Coming up in November.
We'll
Roger that. So it's because of y'all's generosity, you, the listeners here at The Quest, that new ideas can come to the fore and crazy ideas can be tried and see if it's something that resonates within the hearts of the people here in the Archdiocese. So from my participation in the show, I really just wanted to thank all of you for your generous prayerful support and your generous financial support of this radio station. So I don't know if you guys know this, if we shared this with you really before you were on air with Archbishop Hartmeyer, but where the inspiration came from was, and I'll go ahead and name him. I don't think he'll mind, but we had a priest in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, Father Dan Ketter, who had seen the impact that Catholic radio can have. Sirius XM has a great Catholic radio station channel, and they interview Cardinal Dolan and all these kind of things. And it's like, wouldn't that be awesome for the people of the Archdiocese of Atlanta to hear more frequently the voice of their shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
And it really came from his mind and his heart. And so when he reached out to say, let's make this happen, I was like, this sounds like an awesome idea. So we started reaching out to different pastors in the area with the themes that we wanted to bring about. And we said, please recommend to us people who you think would be good for these. And so we did interviews with you, pre-interviews with you over Zoom back in the day. And then we prepped the show and we had them, but that's where it came from. And the name of Peace and All Good, it's not just a thing that Archbishop Hartmeyer likes to say. It's the motto of the Franciscan order that springing from the very heart of St. Francis himself, even as we shared on the very first episode of the show, that in Assisi, the hometown of St. Francis, out in front of the basilica where he is buried, there's carved into the bushes, you can't miss it. If you ever go to Assisi, you'll see it. It says Pax et Bonum, peace and good. And so Archbishop makes that, he wanted it to be the title of the show because it's really what's in his heart as he seeks to be the shepherd of the Archdiocese. So there's the inspiration of it. That's where the thing came from. And we were so grateful to have the two of you and our two other guests who participated. I thought it'd be interesting for our listeners to hear from you guys today to share, like, when you got the phone call to say that we're interested in interviewing you for an interview with the Archbishop, what kind of goes through your mind as you're about to have that opportunity?
I was kind of thinking, are you sure you have the right Shane? Is this... No, I was blown away. And then I found out that my pastor, Father Neil, who also gets a shout out, love you to death, put me up for it. And I was, you know, for me, talking with a bishop and even being around them has always been such an exotic thing. Like, I remember, you know, Dave was kind of saying a similar story. You know, I pretty much interacted with a bishop at my confirmation. Bishop Gettelfinger, I'll never forget. I'll never forget what he's...
What a name.
Yeah. But it's a very German of the country. But anyway, he's a fantastic shepherd. But, like, we never talked to him, you know, very much. And so for the archbishop to be willing to, you know, have a conversation was just really exciting for me personally. Was that your experience too, Henry?
You know what? It was kind of strange for me because... I'm fairly new to the Catholic faith, so I wasn't confirmed till 2020, and so
welcome home.
When I first heard about it, I really didn't think anything of it. But then, as I told people, hey, I'm going to be on the Quest 1160 with Archbishop Hartmeyer, they're like, "What? Really?" And so then I started thinking to myself, "Oh my goodness, this is a huge deal, right?" And the day I actually met the Archbishop, I just said a prayer and I just asked the Holy Spirit to come over me, and so everything kind of just settled down. So it was truly a blessing.
Yeah, as from a particularly as a younger priest and going into seminary, and when you learn the fact that the current bishops we have now all across the world, they are the successors of the apostles.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So when you first meet, for me, the first time I ever met like now Cardinal Gregory, or even Archbishop Donahue, God rest him, when I entered into seminary, meeting the bishop, I was like, I'm meeting a successor of the apostles. And I was terrified, thinking these guys probably have lightning that shoots out their eyes, and like, and he can like doom me if he wanted to, if I say the wrong thing. And there was this great kind of trepidation, to be honest.
Yeah.
But when you realize that what our faith, incarnational faith, that the Word became flesh to dwell among us, that the Lord in his choosing of his priests and the calling of his bishops, these are men. Yes, prayerful men. They have a lot of important authority and responsibility, but at the end of the day, they're still human beings.
Yep.
And they're very real. And what I have found in all of the archbishops of Atlanta that I've been blessed to know is that they're all very human and very approachable, conversational, and kind-hearted. But even thinking about with Archbishop Hartmeyer, I didn't know him very well before we started this radio show. I had met him all of one time, and I'll share after the break when we come back after a break kind of that experience. But he was brand new to the Archdiocese, and when he came in, it was still COVID time, so nobody really knew him. And he had a couple of live stream masses that he did, and mm-hmm. But hadn't had the opportunity to really get to know him. And it's like, so how approachable is he? Is he going to be kind of a scary figure? Is he going to be, what's it going to be like? So for me, going into it, there was some, I don't want to call it apprehension, but there was a butterflies in the stomach, to be sure,
absolutely,
before we went into it.
So can I just jump in right here? I just want to mention that we're talking with Father Silloway and Henry and Shane, who are all a part of Peace and All Good, which is Archbishop Hartmeyer's program that you'll hear right here on AM 1160 The Quest, produced by us as well. And to keep good local programming like that coming, it does require some financial assistance. We do need help with that.
Amen.
And that's what this is all about. This is AM 1160 The Quest and the Best of The Quest pledge drive. And you can donate or pledge to keep great programming like this coming by calling 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app. And I see somebody...
Hot dog!
Oh, we've got match money? Sweet.
Let's go.
Dave, tell us what this means. We just had somebody come in and write $2,000 match.
Yeah, so this is great. So let's say you give $50. Well, all of a sudden that's a $100 donation. Okay.
Awesome.
You give $500, it's a $1,000 donation. So that's good up until $2,000. And we've only got until 10 o'clock to make that happen.
Baby. Make it happen, folks. Make it happen. Thank you to whoever made that generous pledge of up to $2,000 match. Thank you.
That is awesome. And we also have, I just want to give a shout out to Peter from Greensboro. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes.
And, I think I know which Peter that is. Thank you, Peter.
And Terry and Michelle from Decatur, enjoying Father Michael as host is what they say.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
We are too.
So, Father, go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm just, it's early in the morning. It's so early in this pledge drive. Like, I didn't know what to expect with people coming in, but to have already some generosity pouring in, yeah. that's so great. Thank it you. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity, too, to share about why we had you on the quest. What were the themes of your show when we were with the Archbishop on Peace and All Good?
Yeah, so I was talking about Catholic schools and the importance of Catholic education. And yeah, for me, like, just to reiterate again, it's vastly, like, important to me. Like, I can't emphasize it enough. So again, I have five children, and in their wide ranges. So the oldest is 9, youngest is 2, and it's just, homeschooling for us was not an option. So we really needed to make sure that our Catholic faith, which is like the center and the focus of our family, I mean, it truly is. If you came to my house, you're going to see, like, there's like the Blessed Mother almost on every wall, you know, in some capacity. But we wanted to make sure that those values we're doing our best to instill in our children are, you know, consistently reinforced by people of authority who love the faith, genuinely believe it. And so for us, a Catholic school such as St. Catherine's in Kennesaw was just a no-brainer option. And also, too, since they have a few Dominican sisters there, we wanted to make sure our children saw and are constantly exposed to people that have given their lives completely over to God.
Amen.
And you can do that in all capacities, but seeing that in a religious context is also such a wonderful gift. And my little 5-year-old Sophia is already saying that she wants to be a sister. My 7-year-old Miguel is already saying he wants to be a priest. I was telling Father he just set up permanently in his room his altar.
That's so awesome.
the Eucharist. What's obviously not the Eucharist, but what he uses is like these little multigrain crackers from Costco. And if those aren't available, it'll be Doritos. So yeah. But anyway, so Catholic education, very, very important for our family, and that was the topic of our talk. So
that's great. Yes, thank you. And well, the Archbishop dove into so many beautiful things about how close Catholic education is to his own heart. And he highlighted on that show in particular, as we mentioned at the beginning, the new St. Mary's Academy, the conglomeration of Our Lady of Victory and Our Lady of Mercy. So you had those two schools down there on the south side and putting them together to form one school, K through 12. And so they're there on what used to be Our Lady of Mercy's campus. Now, St. Mary's Academy, and beautiful things are happening down there. I just saw either in the Georgia Bulletin or on the Archdiocese Facebook page, Archbishop going down there for the kicking off the year with a mass down there with them. And so great, beautiful things are happening there. He also highlighted to recall, and I don't want to ruin everything for you. I want you guys, the listeners, to go back and listen to the shows if you missed them. Mm-hmm. They're great shows. You can get them on the Quest website, which is
at TheQuestAtlanta.com.
TheQuestAtlanta.com.
And you can also get them on the app as well.
They're on the app.
You can listen to it on your phone.
Live stream.
Go for a jog in the morning or something. Put the earbuds in.
Shut off all that nonsense on those other streaming services and listen to something that's good for your soul, fans.
Hey, does that app cost anything? Hey,
you know, I heard somewhere recently, I think it's free.
It is absolutely free. Absolutely.
Amen. Yes. Yeah, so go check those out on the website or through the app. And speaking of giving things away for free, the life of sacrificial giving. Our other guest here in studio, Mr. Henry Lamb, tell us about the experience you had, the theme that you were brought in to share with the Archbishop.
You know, I guess I could sum it all up with Matthew 25, verse 26, 27. What you did not do for one of these least brothers of mine, you did not do for me. And so, you know, it reminds us all to what the Lord always says is to love one another. You know, we feed the homeless, we feed the poor, and a lot of times we're self-funded, and a lot of times it's not about the money, but it's about giving the light of Christ to others. It's about caring about each other enough
And so, in case anybody missed your episode, what is it that your ministry does?
So we feed 500 to 600 people every day. We feed the homeless. We feed people away from the city. And so we cover 12 cities a day. We cover from Suwanee, Georgia to East Atlanta. We're feeding people living in the woods, living in abandoned buildings, burnt down churches, people living in cemeteries, away from resources. And so we actually seek these people out each day. We also do additional things like social services. We file their taxes and assist them with food stamps and Social Security, SSI, SSDI. But the main important thing that we do is it's not about, we feed people, we do housing, we do job placement. And a lot of people always ask, you know, how can we solve this problem of poverty and how can we solve this problem of homelessness? But it comes down to just, we just have to care enough about each other.
Yep.
To love one another.
And I know that's a theme so, so deeply critical to the Archbishop, particularly as a Franciscan. People didn't know he before being Archbishop of Atlanta, he was Bishop of Savannah, but before that, he was a Franciscan friar, a priest, and serving here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. But so core to the Franciscan mission is the spirit of poverty, because at the core of St. Francis's own existence was a desire to live radical poverty, associate with the poor, proclaim the gospel to the poor, take care of the needs of the poor. It's deeply ingrained in the Franciscan spirituality mm-hmm. of a love of poverty. And yeah. St. Francis himself even calling poverty, if I'm not mistaken, a brother poverty that he associated with and was somebody that he constantly wanted as a companion on his journey. Because it came from that another call of the Lord in the gospel when he tells the apostles that he sends them out like lambs among wolves. He says, "I go out with no second tunic, don't take extra sandals, exactly don't. Yeah. Pack your pockets full of all your loose change." It's like, you need to trust in me. That spirit of detachment is going to be one of the greatest, to borrow language of the Second Vatican Council, an evangelical council, a witness to the providence of God. And that you have taken that up so powerfully is something so incredible and inspiring.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, another thing Francis said is like, isn't giving that we receive.
That beautiful prayer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every time I'm hearing you talk, it's what I'm hearing over and over and over. And so I really believe that you're always going to have what you need to do your ministry.
And one thing I'll jump in here too, Henry, and I don't know you very well. I mean, I just met you for that one episode when we recorded it.
Right.
But you, to me, I seem like the person, like, you know, we always say follow the Holy Spirit. You live that. You know, I think more so than I do. I mean, but you know, I mean, you just really put all your faith, all your faith in the Holy Spirit.
You know, it's that surrendering. You know, it's people talk about surrendering to the Lord, but it's not an easy thing. It's like gambling almost. It's like taking your entire life savings and putting on red or black. You know, it's that, it's not a simple thing. I mean, we talk about it, but it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of surrender, one of my parishioners out at Christ Our King and Savior Catholic Church in Greensboro, Georgia, one of the greatest parishes in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, gave me what's called the Surrender Novena, a beautiful, beautiful little prayer. And some novenas are very intense with lots of prayers to pray every day. This one's so simple. And at the heart of it, it's Jesus talking to you through these written prayers. Or he's speaking to your own heart and just saying, I'm asking you to start trusting me in the smallest of things and just close your eyes and say, Jesus, take care of everything. Mm-hmm. Jesus, take care of everything. And how much his sacred heart is emboldened and inflamed by us trusting him with absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to take a little break here just about now, actually.
Okay.
But I just want to remind everybody that we had a very generous person offer up $2,000 for match money. So basically between now and 10 o'clock, any donation you make up to $2,000 will be doubled.
Okay? Yes.
$50 becomes a $100 donation. $500, $1,000. It's real easy. So make sure you're doing that. And we'll be back momentarily here on The Quest.
You are listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of The Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by Versprite.
Jordan Burke, dealing with addiction.
The enemy gets in there. It starts to shame you. Like, you are terrible. You are a horrible person. You are sick. You cannot let people know who you truly are. If they find out, they're going to never love you, which then feeds into the cycle again in a different way. You get triggered and then you engage again.
Hear this entire conversation on the Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
Women and families in need of pregnancy support do have options. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers free medical services, advocacy, parenting classes, baby supplies, and more. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
Ladies, are you having trouble conceiving? Are you looking to regulate your cycles and balance your hormones? RHM Gynecology focuses on the root cause of your symptoms. Start feeling better and stay healthy longer. More information at rhmgyn.com.
The Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer rally kickoff and dinner is September 22nd. Learn about the Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer vigil taking place September 28th through November 6th. More information at thequestatlanta.com.
AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio, with programming rooted in the teachings of the Catholic Church, helps listeners, both Catholic and non-Catholic, learn more about our faith. People get a lot out of The Quest.
There's a lot of EWTN programs that I like that are easy to listen to, and they're kind of like your friend that you want to sit down and talk to and get advice from.
Especially Dr. David Anders with Call to Communion and Father John Ricardo, big fans of both of those programs. So that's the reason I like listening to The Quest.
But the local programs really give you a local connection.
So download The Quest app on your phone and your spouse's phone to have Catholic content at your fingertips.
None of this would be possible without the support of listeners like you, because we are a 100% listener-supported station. We have expenses that need to be covered to keep The Quest on the air, so your donation of any amount helps to bring people closer to Christ. You can donate from the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, this is AJ with The Quest. Did you know that we are on a mission to invite, inform, and inspire listeners like you? We want you to embrace your journey and take one step closer to God by not only listening, but engaging with us. In fact, we could use your help with making this vision a reality. I ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as a missionary to help with volunteer tasks at our studio in Roswell, Georgia. If you feel called to help and would like to learn more, please send us an email at info@thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Think of the most famous unplanned pregnancy. Mary, a poor unmarried teenager, accepted God's will for her life. Her unplanned pregnancy brought us the Savior of the world. Just as Mary said yes to life, the mothers of Tim Tebow, Beethoven, Nick Cannon, and JP2 all rejected abortion for their child. Yet all of them have impacted the world through their lives. To the families feeling burdened by an unplanned pregnancy, have faith in God's plan. All babies are made in the image and likeness of God. Let every child be born, for the birth of every child changes the world. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Did you know that your body has a theology? I'm often told that Catholics are forced to have large families, 4, 6, or even 10 children. St. John Paul II grabbed this misconception head on. Yes, marriage is naturally ordered towards the good of spouses and the nurturing of new human life. Called to give life, spouses share in the creative power of God. Yet spouses may have serious reasons to postpone pregnancies, like sickness. In these cases, we can turn towards natural family planning, or NFP. NFP is the natural means to regulate the arrival of life. It requires knowledge of a woman's fertility and the courage to be chaste during fertile windows. NFP is a gift that helps spouses live out the theology of the body, total self-donation of love, withholding nothing. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
The best of the Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
We are your Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at The Quest. And we got a great hour going on here. The Archbishop, in case you didn't know this, Archbishop Hartmeier has done a show here on The Quest, and he so far has done 4 episodes. We got a 5th one coming up in November. But we were talking with Father Michael Siloway, who is a part of the show, as well as 2 of the guests that were on with the Archbishop. And before we get back into the conversation here about the show and everything, and you know, what it's like meeting an Archbishop and talking to him and everything, I want to mention just a couple things here. The Best of the Quest pledge drive, right now, for the next 24 minutes or so, we've got a $2,000 match. Okay, so when you donate, whatever you donate up to $2,000, it's going to be doubled. Okay, so this is a great time to donate money to the Quest. And also, as if that weren't incentive enough, which I would think it would be, but
it's pretty good.
If it's not, the next 5 callers or online donors or through the app, whatever, you're going to get a $10 gift card from Alessio's Pizzeria. Okay, we had a little conversation. Is it Alessio, Alessio? I think, Father, you said it's
can't help it. You learn a little bit of Italian and it gets into you. Alessio.
Alessio. Alessio. Alessio.
Thank you. Oh, I love the way you said that, Shane. Absolutely. So, Father, I'm going to go ahead and toss it back to you then. And
awesome.
Let's continue on here.
Yeah, so around the table here at the studio at AM 1160 The Quest, I have Mr. Shane Provost and Mr. Henry Lamb, 2 of our great guests we had on Peace and All Good with Archbishop Hartmeier. And before the break, we were talking about why they were brought on for the show and getting to share a little bit of what their experience, the beforehand was like, of what kind of apprehensions or thoughts or expectations they have for doing an interview with the Archbishop. And I wanted to take particularly this next little chunk of time to talk about what the experience was like in the actual interview and what kind of your thoughts were as you finished the process and had an opportunity to be with the Archbishop. So what was it like to actually sit down and like basically as close as all four of us are together right here at this table? I wish you could see, man. Maybe if y'all donate like just tons more money, we can have live video streams going on. I don't know, but let your generosity be an outpouring of your love. And but what was it like to be this close with the Archbishop? Not to make him a rock star or anything like that, but to actually be so close with a successor of the apostles and to be sharing what's on your heart. What was that like?
You know, when I was there in the studio, it was just as if I was talking to the Lord himself. I mean, I just kind of I went into a prayer, and it was the Archbishop was it was an amazing experience. And it was a blessing to be there with him. And it just felt very comfortable. In the beginning, it was very scary, actually, because, you know, it just that nerve-wracking experience of meeting the Archbishop. But when I got in there, it was very comfortable. Yeah.
And that's one of the blessings of I think it was a very smart idea for this new project to record the episodes. Mm-hmm. So that, because I had some jitters, I had some moments where I'm like, I'm not sure which question we should ask next, and you just kind of sit there and it's like, what do we do? But Dave does an incredible job editing, y'all. Incredible job.
Dave.
Yeah.
Well, and I think too, and I think, and forgive me for saying this, but I think this is to be expected, but I think both you and the Archbishop, you notice a difference between the first show and then the fourth one. I mean,
right.
You know, the fourth one went much smoother and, you know, okay, I see what we're doing here, you know.
Yeah, there's a learning curve with all of this. Mm-hmm. And it's, it's hard to, especially as, from a priest's perspective, you're kind of forced into public speaking because you have to preach at least every Sunday, if not every day. And so you get used to seeing your people out in front of you. But on radio, you're envisioning a group of people. You have no idea who they are. They could be driving in their cars. They could be sitting at home. They could be working out. They could be who knows, any situation. And so envisioning your audience is really difficult. But it was a huge learning curve. And I agree totally with you that at the beginning of every episode that we did, it always kind of starts off just like tension's a little high. Yeah. But then the Archbishop's got a great way about him. And each of you guys and all of our other guests just had a great way of just hunkering down and feeling very comfortable. And I do believe, too, the Lord is like, good things are going to happen through these episodes. And so just be at peace. Let your heart rest and share just what's in your heart.
Absolutely.
And can I just jump in here, too? And I just want to mention this, that the Archbishop obviously has a tight schedule. I mean,
very.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
You would not believe. I mean, I just got a little glimpse of what his schedule is like and trying to work. You know, when people are saying, okay, Archbishop, after this interview, you've got to do this and you got to, you know, he was driving to Athens after one of our...
Yep.
I think it was you, Shane, wasn't it? And
I believe right. So, yeah.
But he was, you know, you got to be out of here by a certain... Well, but anyway, so we did what we could to accommodate the Archbishop, and we had to buy a new piece of equipment. So far, and I'll mention this, that so far in this year, in this calendar year, we've spent $3,000 on new equipment. Part of that was for the Archbishop show. Part of it was also for this young adult show that we're doing as well, which is very exciting. We're going to be talking more about that. But it's in order to bring programming like this to Atlanta, to the Quest listeners, it does cost money.
It does.
There's no doubt about it. Father, I know you and I were talking about that that switching board for the video.
Oh, yeah. HDMI switcher, yeah.
You said you were doing podcasting during COVID, during mm-hmm. the pandemic and everything.
Yeah,
the
Lenten mission.
From your suggestion, we went out and bought this piece of equipment. But it's expensive.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Especially if you're trying to do things professionally, you want to look good. Right. You got to get the good stuff. You can't get the low mm-hmm. bottom shelf.
So that's what we need to donate or pledge to the Best of the Quest pledge drive. And the Archbishop's show, A Peace and All Good, is definitely considered the Best of the Quest.
Amen.
So if you want to support programming like that, just give us a call at 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app, which costs $10 to download.
Wait, I thought it was free.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm pretty
right.
Sure it's free.
It is. It's absolutely free. So go ahead and do that and support the Quest.
Amen. Amen. And we do have that $2,000 match going on.
And also, I'm sorry.
Hold the presses.
Yeah. So let's see. We've got a few people. We've got a few of those gift cards left. The $10 gift card from Alessio's Pizzeria. We said the next five callers or online donors, and I think we're pretty close to that. I want to mention Sabrina from
Thank
Mariana.
You, Sabrina.
Yeah, Paula from Roswell.
Woo, Paula.
In honor of Henry Lamb and his ministry.
That's right.
God Very bless nice. You. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We've got Ann from Kennesaw.
Thanks, Ann.
Got Jeff from Atlanta.
Yeah,
and
Jeff.
And we also have Tobias in honor of Shane from Woodstock.
Heck, blessings.
Thank you, Tobias. I appreciate that.
How about that? And each one of those donations, whatever they donated, it's doubled because that's what we've got is a $2,000 match for the next, 17 minutes or so.
We're making it happen.
We are.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, from all of our hearts. Thank you for that generosity. As we're going behind the scenes with Peace and All Good on this hour of the Best of the Quest Fall Pledge Drive, something you may not have known being... I mean, our guests knew because they had to show up. We actually didn't record those shows in this studio. We actually had to, because of the Archbishop's tight schedule, he wasn't able to get all the way out here to the studio to make it happen. We would lose so much time in being able to do the interview and mm-hmm. all of the process that goes along with it. So the Quest actually put together a mobile studio, and we went to the Chancery. So we were meeting in Smyrna. And doing those recordings, they took one of their offices and converted it into a studio for us with soundproof stuff all over the walls. And it always made me dizzy because there's these little foam triangles all over that help with sound dampening and everything. So that everything goes right in the microphone. But as you try to focus on the guest or whoever's speaking, just like you get so incredibly dizzy. So But anyway, just that was a little behind the scenes tidbit I thought you might find interesting. Yeah. But Shane, what was your experience like with the Archbishop?
So the Lord's always been merciful to me in situations like that, in that I can't really think too much about what's happening, because or like the fact that I'm with a successor of the apostles at first, because there's, you got to sit here, there's a microphone, make sure you're sitting there, here's how it's going to happen, here's the schedule. So it's like you get a chance to, you know, kind of calm down a little bit. But that was what was so nice about it, is that, like, you know, he really does make you feel comfortable. Yeah. And it was really easy to have a conversation with him. And Father Michael, you did a great job at, like, making everything nice and relaxed. And Dave, you as well. And the water was great beforehand that you guys supplied.
Only the best water.
The best water, guys. No, but it was, yeah, it was a great experience. And yeah, and then what you see, like, at least for me, when I am in an event like that, yeah, you just, they're just a person, you know, and they're like, it's a human being, a very special, like, you know, set apart human being because of his ministry. But like, but to me, that's such a good thing, you, because you see, this is a person I can relate to, and they can relate to me, and you have a great conversation, and hopefully, you know, the what we're talking about adds a lot of value to the listeners. Yeah. So
you know, it's funny too, because Shane, on your episode, the Archbishop had mentioned that he was getting together with his high school classmates from, you know, years ago. And and I had just had one of my class reunions recently, and it's like, it really, this is going to come across wrong, but I humanized him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, and not to say he's not human, you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, he's one of us. He's just like you and me, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that's absolutely the truth. The one of the things that humanized him for me, I believe, like, so let me, one more behind the scenes thing before I get into the story. When I was invited to do this, I was like, I have no idea how to help host a radio show. I've never done anything like this. But the Quest got me in touch with one of the Atlanta Catholic radio giants, Mr. Alan Hunt. And so I got to have a phone call with him to be like, what are some of the best practices in doing live radio and doing radio? And he's like, you want your conversations to be like a dinner that everybody, you want everybody to overhear your dinner conversation, be interested in it. So envision that, because again, how difficult it is to envision your audience. And he's like, and try to be vulnerable, like share stories that are going to catch the Archbishop off guard, like do things like that, that are going to keep things fresh and kind of break the ice for everybody. And one of those things that broke the ice for me, and I really hope he doesn't mind that I share this story, but one of the first real meetings I had with the Archbishop was when he came to my parish to do confirmation. And I was nervous because it's the first time he's coming to my parish, first time we're getting one-on-one time together. And so I had him over for lunch at the rectory beforehand. I knew at my dining room table, one of the chairs was rickety. It was loose, like just wasn't held together well. I asked the Archbishop to sit at the head of the table, and just like a good disciple of Jesus was, he's like, no, I'll sit here. This will be fine. And he sits down in one of my lesser chairs, not one of the nicer heads of the table chairs. And all through lunch, I'm sitting there thinking, one of these chairs is so bad, and I forgot to remove it. So it was either going to be me busting out, or my seminarian busting out, or Father Gerardo, his secretary, busting out, or the Archbishop. All lunch, I'm worried about this. Then finally, when it comes time to go over to the church and get vested for confirmation, he scoots his chair back. Crack.
Oh, my goodness.
The chair collapses, and the Archbishop goes flying backwards from the dining room table. Goodness. Hits the china cabinet. I'm thinking, I just killed the Archbishop. Gosh. Like, I'm going to be in Timbuktu the rest of my life. Like, I'll be, I don't know, like a pencil pusher for the rest of my ministry, because I killed the Archbishop. He just starts laughing. Father Gerardo starts laughing. And I start laughing, because I'm like, if everybody else is laughing, it's okay to laugh too. And he gets up, and he's like, well, that was a surprise. And he just played it off like a champ. And I've been waiting to share that story. I wanted to share it in one of our stories, one of our times together with the show, and I never got the opportunity to. But thankfully, he was not injured in any way. Not even his pride was injured.
His pride, yeah.
He just rolled with it. That's because he understands, like, these things can happen. I did, though, get new dining room chairs.
Well, you had to get at least one.
Probably a good idea.
I figured get rid of all of them in case this ever happens again.
Hey, can I just toss in here real quick, and you said you didn't get a chance to really share that on the Peace and All Good show, but One other thing I wanted to mention, too, when we had our guest, Lindsay,
yeah.
was on and talking about when she lost her unborn child.
Yeah.
And you, Father, told a story about, and I don't want you to tell the whole story, but it was about when there was a child that was about to be born, but it didn't have any lungs.
Yeah, his lungs didn't work.
And
yeah.
and so it was a fascinating story. Well, I just want to mention, that story didn't air on Peace and All Good, but if you go to the Quest Atlanta app, or if you go to thequestatlanta.com, and you look up the episode with Lindsay, at the very end of it, Father Silloway tells that story, and it honestly, get the Kleenex. I mean, it was a very moving story.
Oh, it was an eye-opening moment in my own priesthood, and I was so grateful we had the opportunity to have Lindsay to be able to share. Mm-hmm. And she shared so beautifully about the excitement of pregnancy and mm-hmm. and just how tragic it is when you find out that something's wrong mm-hmm. or that the baby doesn't make it or they pass away SIDS or neonatal loss. Just that great tragedy of all the hope and excitement of having a child and then that expectation's never fulfilled and that great sense of grief and loss, which is something that so many people have experienced and so many of those stories never get shared and mm-hmm. and that grief just weighs heavy on so many people's hearts. But she was a great witness to sticking with Jesus through that experience of loss and allowing him to bring the kind of healing that only he can give.
Yeah, and that's a fascinating episode too. I mean, if you haven't heard it, you need to go check it out. I just want to mention that we've got like 10 minutes left in our $2,000 match. So if you, whatever you donate, $50, $100, $200, $200 becomes a $400 donation. So get that in. And we also, I think, if I haven't lost count, I think we have a couple of these $10 gift cards from Alessio's Pizzeria, if you want to do that. So we've also got donations coming in from Bob and Steph.
Hey, Bob and Steph.
Coming in honor of Father Michael and Christ our King and Savior.
Amen. Thank you.
And also Jack in honor of all Quest volunteers.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack's from very Alpharetta. Nice. Thank you very, very much for your generosity, Father.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You know what? Before I hand it off to you, I just want to mention, too, probably can't do this too many times, 470-508-1160 is the number if you want to donate. 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com or tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app, Father.
Excellent. What I was thinking we could do with this last segment that we've got before we have to end our hour together is just to have an opportunity for you guys to talk about what's new within the topic you are here to address. So in what's new in the Catholic schools world from your experience as a dad and as a husband with your kids, what's new going on with your ministry in serving the poor?
Sure. So I can start. What's new is a lot of activities with my children that the school is putting on. So, you know, ballet is starting all 87 classes because I'm kidding. You know, ballet and soccer and all that. So that's another thing I really love about Catholic schools is all the activities that the kids can do, you know, outside of the classroom that still keeps, you know, them integrated with the school as well. And then it's not coming up right in the near future for me, but you know, Father Neil, the pastor at St. Catherine's, is putting together a new Catholic high school called the Chesterton Academy, which I'm very, very excited about when my kids get to that age. So those are some of the new things coming up there for me. I'm just take one day at a time, Father.
Yeah, I understand. And I've heard rumors about this Chesterton Academy. There's been like little bubbles of information that's leaked, and I understand that Father Neil will be on the pledge drive later,
that's exactly
I think, today.
Right. That's exactly
and
right.
And he'll be able to share more details about that. So be sure you're listening all day long and call in each and every hour and make a new donation every hour. That'd be great joy. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah.
Henry, what's new in the world of the ministry to the homeless and the poor?
So there's been a large influx of refugees. Everyone knows that, you know,
yeah.
Asylum seekers and whatnot. And so I think everybody who's been on the road driving around, you see husbands and wives, entire families there on the street corners. They came to the country. They're here. Most of them are either trying or are working on getting an I-94. So they have some type of work permit to work here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that combated, in addition to the homeless problem, you got shelters here in Atlanta. They're all full. Resources are all tied up. We've had a lot of new people, new homelessness happen on the streets now. And so those people are new, and so they're very vulnerable.
Right.
There was a girl, Brittany. She was homeless in Lawrenceville. I just happened to be dropping off bread for St. Marguerite, the Uville Catholic Church, that morning. This was on Sunday. And so I saw her walking down the road, and she was crying. She had a couple of bags, and a young girl, she's 27, she didn't look at me, so I knew she was very new to the street. And so I turned around, and I talked to her for a little bit. And most of the time, especially women, if they don't know you and they're new to the street, they're not going to get in the car with you.
Well, of course.
But anyways, yeah. I asked her if she needed help, and I think the Holy Spirit, you know, helped me speak to her.
Yeah.
So she got in the car. So she went on my route that day. For about 8 hours, she went with me to pick up food and drop off stuff at the warehouse and whatnot. But yeah, we just all got to love each other enough, you know, and care about each other enough, not to turn our backs on those ones that are, you know, and it doesn't mean that we're cooking 500-600 meals a day, but just each of us as individuals to help that one person that day,
right,
to look at that one person and see Christ. Another new thing that's happening in our ministry is that we've been without a kitchen for the last 2 months. But we're in talks now with a larger commercial kitchen to, instead of making 500 to 600 meals a day, to make 2,500 to 5,000 meals a day.
Wow.
So it's, and the Lord's been putting the pieces together. We picked up, a walk-in, cooler from Noonan, just last week. So that solved very one nice of our problems. And,
that's awesome.
But yeah, it's, this commercial kitchen's got sealing machines, so you could do mass. We could cook actually 3,000 meals a night.
If amazing.
So, and just waiting to see what the Lord's going to do.
Your ministry very much has a Mother Teresa feel to it of, like her whole idea was there's no one person who can solve all the world's problems, but every single person can do something.
That's right.
And it's all about the one-on-one encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, people would criticize Mother Teresa for, it's like, how come you're not using, you could use your platform to bring in all kinds of money and create all kinds of foundations. And she's like, that's not what we're here to do.
Right.
We're here to address this person that the Lord has put in front of us. Because this, as you just said so perfectly, like Christ dwells in this person. The Spirit of God is here. And this person's created in the image and likeness of God and is worthy of his dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that one-on-one encounter. That's, at the end of the day, how you change the world. She so beautifully said too, it's like if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Yeah.
Like, love the people right around you,
that's
the person right in front of you.
And didn't she say something too? Like, there's this quote of hers, like, if everyone would sweep their own front doorstep, the whole world would be clean. Yeah. Something like that.
Sounds like, yeah. If it ain't true, it ought to be.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, like that, clean the inside of the cup so the outside of the cup can be clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, each of,
that's
us,
right,
have to find Christ inside of us so that the outside, so that we can make a difference on the outside.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
I just want to mention, too, you were talking, Shane, earlier about the Chesterton High School at, mm-hmm, St. Catherine's, and you had mentioned that Father Neil, I had to look up the schedule.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have all 24 hours.
You don't have it memorized?
Come on,
Dave.
But yeah, Father Neil is going to be on later on this afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. So Shane, I'm sure you'll be tuned in.
Of course.
Checking that out. So,
it's your pastor.
Well, clearly, yeah.
So absolutely. We're going to wrap it up here in just a second for this hour. But I just want to mention that we still have just a few minutes left for the $2,000 match.
Let's make it happen,
money,
folks.
Yes, yes. Let's use it,
fill it all the way up to $2,000. Come on.
Let's not leave one penny of that on the table. Let's use it all up. So your match, your donation will be matched, will be doubled, if you can make that donation within the next, 2 minutes here.
Yeah, when Carol was on the first hour, right when you guys kicked off, she was talking about there's no gift that's too small.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every little bit helps. Like, a little bit can go a very long way. So if nobody's here begging you for $100 or $1,000. If you got 5 or 10, that's, yeah, an amazing gift, and we thank you for each and every penny that comes in.
And also, like I mentioned before, amen, too, if 1,000 people give $10, okay, we've got a significant.
We're done.
Here.
We're done.
Well, close. We're 175,000 is what we're shooting for this whole thing. Yeah, it is close. It is close. I just also want to mention Walter from Stockbridge.
Thank you, Walter, very much. Thank you.
Courtney, in honor of Shane, from Courtney's from Ackworth.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
God bless.
And also Ben from Marietta, in honor of Shane.
Dang, Shane, people thanks, like you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to have you
very
back. and also, I think we've used them all up. There might be one left on the table. I lost count, but the $10 gift card from Alessio's Pizzeria is also available. Any last closing thoughts here?
I'm just super grateful to the two of you for being part of Peace and All Good with Archbishop Hartmeier. Thank you for saying yes to the invitation. Thank you for sharing so beautifully from your own hearts the things that you're passionate about, what the Lord is doing in you and through you. Do you have any closing remarks you want to throw out on the airwaves before we have to go?
Yeah, well, I'm very grateful as well, and so glad to be able to spend some time with you again, Father Michael.
And I think you owe me a steak dinner. You can listen, folks.
I do. That's
if you,
right.
If you go to that
hold
free app, you'll remember Shane promised me a steak dinner.
Henry, too. You're as well. And also, too, Henry, to listen to you, like your ministry, I mean, it's just such a fantastic thing you're doing, and you've very much inspired me, genuinely, what I can do each day to like help as well, like where I can. So, yeah, thank you guys very much for having me here.
Yeah, thanks be to God for everyone that's here. And thank you to 1160 AM, The Quest, Atlanta Catholic Radio, for giving us this platform to share our stories and our faith in Christ.
Absolutely. Amen. Could I set us off with a quick blessing?
Please do.
It'd be an honor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, rain down your Holy Spirit upon this pledge drive. We thank you for everything that you're doing through The Quest, for the ways that you're reaching hearts. We ask that you bless in abundance all of those who have already generously contributed to the mission of The Quest and those who will throughout the rest of this drive. Please reward them for their love and their generosity. And may Almighty God bless all of you who are listening, all here in the studio, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.